Coming to you live from the astral plane,
DJ Dan.
You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.
Okay. So, my little conspiracy spies, listen to this one. There's something rotten in the state that used to be part of Denmark. I'm talking Iceland. I'm talking what's become the hottest nightlife destination north of the equator. I'm talking the south beach of the North Atlantic. Hey, as far as my wife knows, I've never been to Iceland. You know what I mean? I think you do. Now, if you know anything about Iceland, you know they barely have a police force. And why? These people have no idea what crime is. I mean, they let Bjork walk the streets, right, Tanya? You like Bjork?
Wait. Was she in her duck outfit?
You know, that aside, trust me, they've got their share of crimes. It's going on right under their noses, and nobody's doing anything about it. Well, I'm here to change that. I'm here to talk about the unreported crimes of Iceland's very own Vik Institute, a mental hospital funded by none other than...
the Hanso Foundation.
Yep. The Hanso Foundation. These are the guys. You see them on TV. They're building a bridge to a glowing future of peace. They're harnessing the atom to give us nuclear genius children. You get it. They're the altruistic society of researchers started by this Alvar Hanso, who used to make machines of war and apparently got hit with a case of the guilty Garys and decided, hey, I'm going to start anew. But you know what they say about leopards? They'll bite you in the neck. Or is that white tigers? I don't know. Point being, what is going on at the Vik Institute? No one really knows. But thanks to the work of a hacker known only as Persephone, we're starting to get a picture. We've got a disgruntled head of the hospital, Dr. Armand Zander, who sends a letter to Dr. Thomas Werner Mittelwerk, Alvar Hanso's pitbull, demanding to know what's going on at his own facility. Go to the Hanso site right now and check the hack and the mental health appeal. It'll blow your mind. Right off the bat, Zander calls himself a prisoner in a hall of mirrors, and he goes on to talk about autistic savant patients being administered secret proprietary memory tests. I mean, just what is going on? I don't know, but I say we shut him down. Marissa from Trenton, go ahead.
Hey, DJ Danny, what if the Hanso Foundation really isn't up to anything at all?
Shut down! Come on, people! I'm reading off the darn website. Jorge from Portland, how is that microbrew?
Hey, it's all gone, DJ Dan. Dan, I'm on the page right now. I'm wondering, what's an autistic savant again?
Well, it varies, but a lot of times they're like human calculators. You ever see Rayman, Jorge?
Yeah.
You trying to be cute, Jorge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut down! Tanya, are you even screening these calls?
Screening the calls.
Oh, come on, Tanya. Not you, too. Okay, you're getting back for me for telling your age on the air last week, aren't you?
Screening the calls.
I said you were a young 30. Tom from Orlando, bring me the magic.
Hey, DJ Dan! So, I think I've got it figured out.
Yeah, do tell.
Well, I was just imagining, if I'm middle work and I'm calculating some top secret stuff.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know, like... the nuclear fusion.
All right, get on with it. Come on.
I'm calculating nuclear fusion, and I've got a history of getting into trouble. So the one thing I don't want to do or have on is a data record of what I'm doing.
Okay, so what you're saying here is you don't use a computer at all?
Exactly. I do it in my head. Or in the case of the Vikings, I get these autistic savants to do it in their heads.
Yeah, but the thing is, with autistic savants, you can never really know what they're actually capable of doing it, see? So...
so I'd subject them to proprietary memory tests.
Yeah.
Memory. Tom. Nice. I like it. Yeah. And I'm giving your reefer stinking ass Conspiracy Spy of the Month. You hear that, Tanya?
Conspiracy Spy of the Month.
Oh, can we sign up Thomas Conspiracy Spy of the Month?
Conspiracy Spy of the Month.
Tanya, please, are you really that mad at me?
Conspiracy Spy of the Month.
Yeah, okay. Looks like the inmates are running asylum, folks. DJ Dan, BRB.
You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.